It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The newly passed and nearly $2 trillion federal relief bill won't be the only new government support for Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's economy is doing better than expected, and that means lawmakers have some extra money to spend. This week, state leaders announced a plan to pump $700 million into a new stimulus package. That's much less than what Colorado will get from the federal effort, but it's allowing the state to spend a burst of money on priorities that range from tax relief for restaurants to clean energy, agriculture, and housing. More details are at CPR.org. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Senator John Hickenlooper says he's happy with the COVID relief package that just made it out of Congress. He's happy with it overall, but he tells Colorado Matters he had hoped for a few more things like support for catering companies.
There's $25 billion for restaurants, but there's nothing for catering. So I think that's one of those places where, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge amount of money, but a few billion dollars would have made a huge difference to an industry that's been all but wiped out.
The relief package does include a new round of direct payments to Americans, extended unemployment benefits, and an expanded child tax credit. The former headquarters of the Colorado Fuel and Iron Company, or CF&I, in Pueblo, is Colorado's newest National Historic Landmark. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that it joins about 2,600 places nationwide on the list.
The designation recognizes the role CF&I played in American economic and labor history. The Steelworks Museum is now located in the CF&I Medical Dispensary built in 1901. It's part of the company's historic administrative complex. Museum curator Victoria Miller says the company once operated dozens of coal mines in different states and was the West's only steel mill until 1942.
The volume of steel that was produced here reached all over the country.
Miller also says one of the nation's first plans to address workers' concerns was created in CF&I's offices in 1915 following the violent labor strikes at Ludlow. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
In Pueblo this morning, it's cloudy and 33 degrees, Colorado Springs 29, and in Denver 28 degrees. There is rain and snow along the Front Range today and possibly heavy snow through the weekend. Western Colorado can expect rain and snow, and there could be a lot of new snow in the mountains. It's 7:34. This is CPR News.